Hey everyone, I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to the song My Man Rocks Me by Trixie Smith. Recorded back in 1922, My Man Rocks Me is the first secular song recorded that uses the words rock and roll. Welcome to part one of the history of rock.
Rock for Wookiees presents the history of rock.
What's up, everybody? I'm Maximum Mike, and you are listening to the Rock for Wookiees History of Rock show. This week, part one, we'll be focusing on the first two decades of rock, the 50s and the 60s. Classic rock and roll is played with one or two electric guitars, one lead and one rhythm, a string bass, or after the mid-1950s, an electric bass guitar, and a drum kit. In the earliest rock and roll styles of the late 1940s and the early 1950s, either the piano or the saxophone was often the lead instrument, but these were soon replaced by the guitar in the middle to late 1950s. The massive popularity and eventual worldwide view of rock and roll gave it an unprecedented social impact. Far beyond simply a musical style, rock and roll is seen in the movies and in the new medium of television at the time, influenced lifestyles, fashion, attitude, and language. It went on to spawn various subgenres that are more properly called simply rock music. Now, let's kick it off with the song that's credited to be the first rock and roll song ever, originally thought to be by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. This is Rocket 88.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! We'll be right back. spin my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Now, that song was not actually recorded by Jackie Brenson as Delta Cats because no such band ever existed. The song was actually written and performed by Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. Jackie Brenson was the saxophone player and did do the vocals. Now, Rocket 88, an ode to an Oldsmobile, was classified as rhythm and blues then, as the category for rock and roll didn't exist. But everything about it rocked indeed. Now, Turner, using the jump blues and swing combo, changed things up by making sure there was a strongly stated backbeat by drummer Willie Sims. This song is also the birth, or at least the first examples, of distortion or fuzz guitar. Legend has it that the sound came around because the amplifier was damaged during a drop or water damage, and in an instant, rock and roll was born and opened up its little eyes. It wasn't until 1954 that it opened up its mouth and screamed. Here's Bill Haley and the Comets.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. What you glad to ride? So join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three and four, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring five, six and seven, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We'll cool off and start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Bill Haley started off in the country western band called the Saddlemen and was marginally successful, and then shortly after Ike did Rocket 88, Haley covered it with his band. Slowly, Haley started changing his musical style to fit the rhythm and blues snare drum sound. Then, in 1984, he recorded Rock Around the Clock, and America was introduced to rock and roll in its purest form. Many people had not experienced Ike Turner's version because the R&B music wasn't as widely spread to white America. Now, the Comets wowed the American audiences with antics on stage of playing their guitars over their heads and literally riding the bass. Rock Around the Clock went on to sell 25 million copies and, of course, was the world's first rock and roll hit. Now, the term rock and roll was actually coined by DJ Alan Freed, who was the first DJ to play that style of music. Shortly afterwards, however, a superstar appeared in the midst with Tutti Frutti. Little Richard had rock and roll run before it could walk. Starting out in R&B and gospel, he added the funk-sounding sax to the music, making it literally the first R&B rock crossover. Otis Redding, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Mick Jagger, John Fogerty, Dick Dale, and Bob Seger, Jimi Hendrix, and David Bowie, and numerous other rock and roll icons have all cited Little Richard as being their first major influence. He was chosen as the 8th greatest artist of all time by Rolling Stone magazine, and although at least 6 of those 7 artists that preceded him on the list were heavily influenced by his music, and he was the person who cited himself as the 8th best artist of all time. Listen up to the opening Wap Baba Lubap, which was Little Richard doing the drum snare impression, which made rock sound so different from all the other music.
Wap Baba Lubap, Lop Bop Bop, Tootie Poot, Oh Roo. She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 A wop bobble loo mop lump bump bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. But you don't know what she do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, loo, wop.
And then, in 1956, people turned on their radios, and this is what they heard.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely, I'll be so lonely, I'll make a die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long, lonely street, they'll never, never look back and think of so. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you're so lonely. Well, you're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Well, you're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
And that was Elvis' first number one hit for RCA Records. Elvis burst onto the scene and was almost solely responsible for giving rock and roll its craziest sexy image. From day one, he was steeped in controversy. When That's All Right was played, many listeners were sure Presley must be black, and most white disc jockeys wouldn't play his son's singles. However, the black disc jockeys didn't want anything to do with a record made by a white man. To some, Presley had undoubtedly stolen, or at least derived his style from the Negro rhythm and blues performers of the late 1940s. Some black entertainers countered, a lot of people have accused Elvis of stealing the black man's music, when in fact almost every black solo entertainer copied his stage mannerisms from Elvis. Then, of course, there were his moves. His exaggerated straight-legged shuffle around the microphone stand stirred the audience, as did his vigorous leg shaking and hip thrusts in time to the beat. Presley's gyrations, giving him the name Elvis the Pelvis, created a storm of controversy, even eclipsing the communist threat headlines prevalent at the time. The press described his performances as vulgar and obscene. Presley was obliged to explain himself on local New York City TV, and he said, quote, "Rock and roll music. If you like it and you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it." Now, I hope to do a salute to Elvis in the future because, for a million and one reasons, he rightfully received the title King of Rock. But he did have a period before RCA. He started off in Sun Records, the proclaimed birthplace of rock and roll. Now, Rocket 88 was recorded there, B.B. King, the Blues King, recorded there, and of course, they were the first to sign Elvis Presley. Now, I'm going to play two songs by two other artists who began their careers there. Let's start off with Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, oh, what a thrill. Goodness, your rake is just quitting balls of fire. I let that love all I thought it was funny. You came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, love is fine. Goodness, your rake is just quitting balls of fire. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, mine, mine. I took my nails and I put on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. The goodness is great, just whip balls of fire. You're fine, so kind. I got to tell this world that you're mine, mine, mine. I treat my nails and I flip on my palm. I'm real nervous cause the show is fun. Come on, baby, time to crazy. Goodness gracious, quick balls of fire.
Sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
That was the legendary Johnny Cash and his first big hit at Sun Records. Now, when Johnny Cash first auditioned with his gospel band in front of Sun Records owner Sam Phillips, Cash was told to go home and sin, and then come back. Immediately, Johnny played Folsom Prison Blues, which he had written in Germany while he was enlisted in the army. Now, Johnny Cash was living the high life as the first bad boy of music, albeit rockabilly country music. Now, our first singer, Jerry Lee Lewis, was the king of the rockabilly, combining country with the new rock and roll. Now, what made Lewis stand out from the pack was his talent on the piano. Elvis Presley once said that if he could play like Jerry Lee Lewis, he would have given up singing. Early on in his life, Jerry Lewis was kicked out of a serious Christian college for turning a hymn he had been playing into a boogie-woogie style. Years later, a friend of him asked him if he was still playing that devil music, and Lewis replied, "Yes, I am, but you know what's strange? The same music that they kicked me out of school for is the same kind of music they're playing in their churches today. The difference is I know I'm playing for the devil, and they don't." And now, three artists who all have two things in common. They were good friends, and when they were all killed in a plane crash, well, that was the day the music died.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Kelly. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. My heart yearns for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh. And I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue.
love you, gal. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But oh, honey. Baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low! Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose and like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!
We just heard from Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and finally J.P. Richards, the Big Bopper. These are the guys that they talk about when they say things like taken before their time or what they might have accomplished. Buddy Holly produced over 10 years worth of stuff in the year that he was a superstar. His death at the age of 22 is mourned by all rock stars. Rolling Stones magazine's 13 greatest artists of all time. He's been covered by so many different bands and singers. Bob Dylan gives him almost all the credit for his influences and actually saw Holly perform two nights before his death. The Beatles are always giving respect to Buddy Holly. Now, all this from only 2 years of being an artist. That was his song, Peggy Sue. Now, Ritchie Valens was no less influential. The first successful Latino rock crossover, he was a self-taught musician from the age of 5 when he picked up a trumpet, and he eventually moved to guitar when he found one on the street with only 2 strings on it. Finally, he started playing in a band and was discovered at age 18. He made 2 super hit albums, including the hit La Bamba. He passed away at the age of 19. Finally, we have the Big Bopper, who accomplished a lot in his time. He was a radio DJ for years, moving up the ranks because of his special bass voice and his wit on the air. He also broke the Guinness World Records of being on the air the longest, staying on for 5.5 days. He started out writing for other singers and finally cut his own record in 1958. Chantilly Lace was the 3rd most played song of that year and is still popular today. On February 3rd, 1959, the 3 singers were killed in a plane crash. Buddy Holly had chartered a 4-person plane to take his band from Iowa to Minnesota. Now, the Big Bopper got the flu and asked for a seat from Waylon Jennings, one of the backup guitarists for Buddy Holly. Waylon agreed. Now, Ritchie Valens had never been in a prop plane before, and he asked Tommy Alsup for his seat, who was the bassist for Buddy Holly. Now, they flipped a coin, and Ritchie won. Due to the messy weather, the plane went down 8 miles from the takeoff site. And later in 1971, Don McLean would coin the term "the day the music died" in his song American Pie. But rock did not die with them. No, sir. Rock cannot die. Not as long as we have Johnny B. Goode.
Every single guy in town. Hey, hey, whoa, hey, 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 hey. keep away from a run around sewer. Yeah, hey, hey, my miss hey, lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa.
That was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons singing Stay, written in 1964. Now, these bad boys put out albums for years. Starting off as a doo-wop group, they took that sound and moved it into the rock and roll into the mid-1960s. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the 1990s. Now, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons are the epitome of pop rock. This pop rock sound has stayed prevalent till this time, and all through the years, Frankie's been there. Before that, we heard from Dion, 1960 song Run Around Sue. Dion, who was actually with the three rockers, Holly the Bopper and Valens the Night of the Crash, now, he was there with them, but when he was approached to fly with them on the plane, the $36 ticket turned him off, because he remembered his parents arguing over their $36 rents, which they couldn't afford. Now, Dion's sounds was blending the doo-wop and R&B with rock and roll. And of course, we started off the block with Chuck Berry. Now, I'm going to read these quotes, and it should be enough. According to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's website, while no individual can be said to have invented rock and roll, Chuck Berry comes the closest to any single figure to being the one who put all the essential pieces together. Now, Cub Coda wrote, "Of all the early breakthrough rock and roll artists, none is more important to the development of the music than Chuck Berry. He is the greatest songwriter and the main shaper of its instrumental voice and one of its greatest guitarists and one of its greatest performers." John Lennon was more succinct. He said, "If you tried to give rock and roll another name, you could call it Chuck Berry." And that was part one of the Rock for Rookies History of Rock show. We'll see you soon in part two. Welcome back to part two of our first episode of Rock for Rookies, History of Rock. I'm Maximum Mike, and let's get things started. Beach Boys style.
Forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun,
fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird
well,
away.
Well, girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace
now. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leaves them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun,
fun, fun, till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
She looked good,
looked good,
she looked fine,
looked fine,
she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We
walk on
to my door.
My door.
We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh, oh, oh yeah.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
We'll sing.
We just heard from Manfred Mann and their super hit Dua Diddy that spent 2 weeks at number one. They were among the many pop rock bands that sprung up during the era. Now, this 64 hit was made famous by the movie Stripes, who turned it into an army theme song. Before then, we heard from the super oldies pop progressive group The Beach Boys. Now, The Beach Boys are an American rock and roll band formed in 1961. The group gained popularity for its close vocal harmonies and the lyrics reflecting a California youth culture of surfing, girls, and cars. Brian Wilson, the band's lead singer, with his growing creative ambitions later transformed them to a more artistically innovative group that earned critical praise and influenced many later musicians. The Beach Boys have often been called America's band and have had 36 U.S. top 40 hits, the most of any American band ever. Mick Jagger and the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, and Diana Ross have all cited the Beach Boys as influences. Now, I'm going to play a song by an artist who, while not exactly rock, has influenced the rock world since his inception. Johnny would have me do a whole show on Motown. I think playing this one song should pretty much cover it. Now, this man is the godfather of soul, soul brother number one, the sex machine, Mr. Dynamite, the hardest working man in show business. Here is James Brown with Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Got a brand new bag. dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal?
No!
Bob Dylan and the 1965 hit Like a Rolling Stone. Dylan is an American singer-songwriter, author, musician, poet, artist, and, of late, disc jockey, who has been a major figure in popular music for 5 decades. Much of Dylan's most celebrated work dates from the 1960s, when he became an informal chronicler and reluctant figurehead of the American unrest. A number of his songs, such as Blowin' in the Wind and The Times They Are Changin', became anthems of the anti-war and civil rights movements. In 1999, Dylan was included in Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of the 20th Century, and in 2004, he was ranked number 2 in Rolling Stone's magazine list of greatest artists of all time, second only to the Beatles. In July 1965, Dylan released the single Like a Rolling Stone, which peaked at number 2 in the US and at number 4 in the UK charts. At over 6 minutes in length, the song has been widely credited with altering attitudes about what a pop single could convey. Bruce Springsteen said that on first hearing the single, the snare shot sounded like somebody kicked open the door to your mind. I knew that I was listening to the toughest voice that I had ever heard. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine listed as the number 1 on its list of 500 greatest songs of all time. Now, we didn't hear from many rock chicks back then, but if you say the 1960s and ask someone which female rock singer comes to mind, they always say Janis. That was 1968, and Janis was performing with Big Brother and the Holding Company. Now, that song is included among the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. She had the real 1960s drug career, so much talent gone in one night when at the age of 27, she was found dead in a hotel room from a heroin overdose. Now, in 1968, a new band appeared on the scene, which didn't quite fit the new psychedelic rock sounds that were becoming prevalent. Creedence Clearwater Revival were somewhat unfashionable in the rock circles during their heyday because they concentrated on tightly focused, well-crafted, and short songs created to appeal to everyone. Unlike most of the rock artists of the day, they shunned drug use and did not contribute significantly to progressive activism. Although they were against the war in Vietnam. Now, even in the immediate years after their breakup, Creedence's stature as one of the greatest American rock bands was secure. The music went on to influence entire genres such as heartland rock, country rock, alternative rock, and even punk and heavy metal. Musicians revere the band. Decades later, Creedence Clearwater Revival's music remains in the heavy rotation on oldies and classic rock stations. Fogerty's songs, considered classics of the rock form, have been covered by multiple artists, and many artists express both admiration and envy over Creedence's mastery of the 2.5-minute hit single. Here, their first hit, Susie Q.
Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q,
And now, the man you've all been waiting for. Jimi Hendrix was an American guitarist, singer, and songwriter. Hendrix is considered one of the greatest and most influential guitarists in rock music history. After initial success in Europe, he achieved fame in the USA following his 1967 performance at the Monterey Pop Festival. Later, Hendrix headlined the iconic 1969 Woodstock Festival. Hendrix helped develop the technique of guitar feedback with overdriven amplifiers. As a record producer, Hendrix also broke new ground in using the recording studio as an extension of his musical ideas. He was one of the first to experiment with stereophonic and phasing effects during recording. Rolling Stone named Hendrix number one on their list of 100 greatest guitarists of all time in 2003. I guess it's easiest to say that he was one of the greatest guitarists and songwriter ever. See for yourself.
Stand next to your fire.
This brings us to the end of our regular list, and yes, I missed people and events and dates, but I will get back to them. I feel like now would be the best time to give promises that we will hear from The Who, The Doors, and Led Zeppelin later on down the road. But now, we've come to the salute. Choosing who to salute took a matter of seconds. This band was only around for 10 years, and yet they were ranked as the number one artist of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you The Beatles.
But the Who's about to rock!
The Beatles were a pop and rock group from Liverpool, England, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Although their initial musical style was rooted in 1950s rock and roll and homegrown skiffle, the group explored genres ranging from Tin Pan Alley to psychedelic rock. Their clothes, style, and statements made them trendsetters, while their growing social awareness saw their influences extend into the social and cultural revolutions of the 1960s. The Beatles are one of the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed bands in the history of popular music. In the United Kingdom, the Beatles released more than 40 different singles, albums, and EPs that reached number one. This commercial success was repeated in many other countries. Their record company, EMI, estimated that by 1985, they had sold over 1 billion records worldwide. According to the Recording Industry of the Association of America, the Beatles are the best-selling musical act of all time in the United States. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the Beatles as number one on its list of 100 greatest artists of all time. According to that same magazine, the Beatles' innovative music and cultural impact helped define the 1960s, and their influence on pop culture is still evident today.
Last night I said these words to my
That was Please Please Me of the Beatles' first studio album back in 1962. Soon they began to spread like crazy raspberry, and some Beatlemania had begun. The band also began to be noticed by serious music critics. A night on the 23rd of December 1963, the Times music critic William Mann published an essay extolling the Beatles' compositions. Their, quote, fresh and euphonious guitars Until There Was You, their submediant switches from C major into A flat major, and their octave ascent in I Want to Hold Your Hand. Now, the Beatles themselves were perplexed by this analysis, because Mann wrote, quote, one gets the impression they think simultaneously of harmony and melody. So firmly are their major tonic sevenths and ninths built into their tunes, and the flat submediant key switches. So natural is this Aeolian cadence in the end of Not a Second Time. In 1980, Lennon commented, to this day I don't have any idea what Aeolian cadences are. They sound like exotic birds. Now, in 1963, they released their second album, With the Beatles. This album was them in the mainstream. The next song is All My Lovin', and it was amongst their first super hits and had been covered by millions of different bands.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home.
sing to you all my loving, darling, I'll be true. All my loving, all my loving, ooh, all my loving, I will sing to you.
After the Beatles exploded in America, their critics called them a fad. But when they showed up in 1964, they performed in front of 55,600 people during the massive Beatlemania in Shea Stadium in New York. Now, at this point, the Beatles began to evolve, moving to electric guitars and finally onto drugs and psychedelic rock. Now, Elvis Presley disapproved of the Beatles' anti-war activism and open use of drugs, later asking President Richard Nixon to ban all four members of the group from entering the United States. Peter Guralnick writes, "The Beatles," Elvis said, "had been a focal point for anti-Americanism. They had come to this country, made their money, then gone back to England, where they fomented anti-American feelings." Guralnick adds, "Presley indicated that he is of the opinion that the Beatles laid the groundwork for many of the problems we are having with young people by their filthy, unkept appearances and suggestive music while entertaining in the country during the early and middle 1960s. Despite Presley's remarks, Lennon still had some positive feelings toward him. Before Elvis, there was nothing," he said. In 1969, the Beatles put out their last album as a band. Abbey Road was the now iconic picture of them walking across the street on Abbey Road. Now, I chose this song, well, because it's my favorite Beatles song, so that's going to have to be enough for you. Here is Come Together.
Yeah.
Their final live performance was on the rooftop of the Apple Building at 3 Savile Road in London on the 30th of January 1969, the next to last day of the difficult sessions for what eventually would become the Let It Be album. At this point, I would talk to you about the Beatles' influence on pop culture, but that would take a week, because it's immense. Their commercial success started an almost immediate wave of changes, including a shift from U.S. global dominance of rock and roll to U.K. acts, from soloists to groups, from professional songwriters to self-penned songs, and to changes in fashion. I'm going to end this salute with their last great hit off their 12th album. Here is Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
The Beatles, a force to be reckoned with. Within a year of them breaking up, they all put out solo albums with lots of success. Of course, Paul and John did the best, selling millions of albums. Now, of course, we all know that John Lennon was shot back in 1980, but not everyone knows that George Harrison died of cancer in 2001. The remaining Beatles are still alive and well and performing. For all their massive impact, and of course, their heaven-sent music, Rock for Rookies was proud to salute the Beatles. Well, That's more than all the time we have for this week, and I hope you learned some things about rock, because I know I did. Join us soon for the second episode of The History of Rock when we examine the 70s. I'm Maximum Mike. Peace and love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go, let's go, let go.